Yeah, great to have everybody back safe last night or earlier this morning, I should say, at 5 o'clock, and no casualties, and so that was good. That's a big relief when you get everybody back safe. So, but and everything went very well during the day, so it was great event again.
The conditions this year, I know this last number of years have been a little bit awkward for the entrance to get around, but talk us through the conditions first of all. What was it like out there?
It was the weather was quite good, but cold and remained cold all day. Some heavy showers throughout the day as well, but and a little warm, but not too bad. But we did have some people who had a drop with a bit of suffering from the cold a bit during the day and especially into the night. So, but overall, I think we had 12 dropouts in total off the field. So, not too bad given the type of the event. So not too bad overall.
And tell us about the overall winners, male, female category, and a teams category. We'll head first to the male category. A new winner this year.
The winner was a guy from Galway, Lonan O'Farrell. He came in around 14:30, I think. I don't have the official times just yet. But and then Michael Flood from Monaghan, and then we had two local guys, Danny McLaughlin and John Worski, who came in and joined third. And the ladies, then we had Sarah Enright was first, Rachel Nolan was second, and Lorraine Horn was third. And then we had the team, first male team was the Mad, the three guys from Milford, and number one fitness was the female team from Wicklow. I think they're based in Wicklow, they have a gym in Wicklow. So that was the categories there filled by them. So it was great to have everybody there to see them this morning or the presentation this afternoon there in Garton. So it was a good morning overall.
And looking at Lone O'Farrell, showing signs from early on that he was going to be victorious, running extremely well and kayaking extremely well also.
Yeah, Lone's a good competitor. Lone does a lot of this type of stuff. Very strong across the board on the running and the biking and kayaking. So it was always there. We had figured he was going to be the one to watch. But it was close. There was a nip and tuck for a while between three or four guys there, right up until maybe coming into the last stage. But Lonan then kind of pushed on and won by about 20 minutes, I think, on at the end, or maybe even slightly more than that. So he's a strong competitor, Lonan. So he done very well.
Looking at the female section, Sarah Enright putting in a powerful performance, 17 hours and 46 minutes there, and a good performance by Sarah. But she was pushed the whole way by Rachel Nolan.
Yeah, this was very close for a lot of the day, and then kind of Sarah and Rachel pulled away a bit in the marathon from Lorraine. But it was still quite close at times in the marathon. But Sarah then just seemed to get that little bit extra during the marathon and just stretched out a wee bit. But Rachel's actually a past winner of the event on 2017, so she pushed Sarah all the way. So, but it's good to see. It's great to have that competitive edge to the front runners as well, you know.
And then we head into the team's event. Well, there was an entrant in from a number of years ago, or maybe last year, Peter O'Donnell. We had Martin Kerr and also Hugh Call as well. Local lads knew the course extremely well, and they didn't get it all their own way, but number one fitness as well from Kilcullen, they did push them fairly hard, but the local lads, they got around a little bit quicker, and maybe knowing the course a wee bit better might have helped them, do you think? I'm not putting you on the spot or nothing there, Sean.
Yeah, well, I mean, the local knowledge obviously can be a disadvantage, you know. But these are three good competitors as well, like in their own right, you know. So, I mean, Hugh and Peter have done this as solos well, and have done quite well. Top five finishes for both of them. So they know the event well, and Martin done as part of a team last year as well. So, you know, we didn't think that anybody would come really that close to them just because of the experience they have and their abilities, you know. So they've done a fantastic time. That's the fastest event has ever been done, you know, by a team or by anybody. You know, it's a real time. So we were actually struggling to get marshals out to the some of the junctions because they were going so fast. We didn't have time to get, move people around to get through. You know,
a problem you probably wouldn't foresee because the time the lads did it in was 12:17:04.
Yeah, I mean, Peter, I was at the retransition and I was talking to Peter and I asked him, what do you think for the marathon here, Peter? And he says, sub-3, and I went, oh, right, I better get on the phone here and get my marshals in place. So it was a phenomenal, to do sub-3 marathon, that's a tough marathon, that's great going, like, from Peter.
Yeah, fantastic achievement by Peter. And, it's all over for another year. We always look forward to the race in the county. It's a huge event and it's gaining a lot of traction year on year, Sean.
Yeah, it is, and it's starting out to gain a lot of attention from overseas athletes as well, with a good range of people from different countries this year. So, and then a lot of ladies this year, which is great to see as well. So 21 ladies this year in the field between solos and teams. And I think it'll only grow. And just looking at some of the footage from Paul Doherty yesterday, the videos and the photographs are just amazing scenery. And I think it's a great thing for the county to showcase the county. So I'm hoping maybe we'll get some more sponsors on board in the next time out.
Mm. So numbers up on last year, you think, as well, Sean?
Yeah, slightly up on last year. Obviously, last year was a bit different. We had to cancel the first date because of the beasts and the east, and then we ran in April then. But then, obviously, some people couldn't make it, so the numbers were up this year because of that. Because we had no problems this year with the date. But I think as we go on, I think the numbers will go up in the next few years. But, I mean, it's a kind of event where you can't have a massive amount of numbers. 100 would probably be a maximum for us, to deal with over that area and the logistics of it all.